This Friday is just like last Friday.
Good Friday morning to you.
The following show is very scary.
Are you superstitious about Friday the 13th?
What's the deal with Friday the 13th?
Sounds spine tingly dingly.
If you buy me a beer, I'll see what I can work up.
Toga!
Take a beer and two olives to stuff in my ears.
You know what? I shouldn't have had that eighth beer.
Today's radio show is sponsored by alcohol.
Showtime.
Boston's greatest hits. 105.7 WROR. Here's Lauren and Wally.
105.7 WROR. Good Friday morning, Friday the 13th. It's the Lauren and Wally Show. It's Hank, it's LBF, it's PJ. Happy Friday.
Happy Friday. Are you afraid of Friday the 13th?
You want to know what? I'm a little bit superstitious.
Yeah.
I am.
Okay. Interesting.
You know, like I used to have to touch the same steps on the way up into my house when I was a kid.
Okay.
It might be OCD. I don't know.
That might be. No. But you had a good luck thing happen on Friday the 13th.
Yes, I did.
Yes.
My grandson, Harvey, is 9 months old today.
Yep.
And he was born on Friday the 13th, October 13th at 11:01 p.m.
Luckiest thing ever.
That's right. It was absolutely the greatest. Pretty lucky day weather-wise, too. Mostly sunny, 78 today. Partly cloudy tonight, 64. Some morning sun, afternoon clouds tomorrow, 78. Mostly cloudy, some showers on Sunday in the upper 70s. So the luck continues. It did continue last night for the Red Sox. They've won 10 straight.
I can't believe it.
I hear there's some serious jeopardy involved.
Yeah. I'm going to the game tomorrow.
You're going to the game tomorrow.
I am seriously the worst person when it comes to the Red Sox. The season, their worst season was like, what, 4 years ago, 5 years ago? It was terrible.
Yes.
It was, they had new dugouts, and I was one of the first. I sat in the dugout before season started.
Forgot about that.
Right? It was
my fault. If they're down by 3 runs, you need to immediately leave the park.
Okay, I promise I will.
All right, coming up today. By the way, you have some color on your face. Were you out last night?
Yes,
yesterday?
I was out walking yesterday.
Because you know, you tan well.
Yeah, well.
Is that real tan?
This is real tan.
It is.
Yes. This is real tan, but I had a fake tan, and we're going to talk about how it was horrifying at 7:10.
I'm going to tell you a story about what I saw in a baby carriage. I remember when a baby carriage used to have a baby inside.
Yeah?
Not anymore.
Really?
Yes.
Oh, God.
It was kind of weird. Okay, it wasn't just weird to me.
Okay.
All right? You get your 620 and 720 men from Maine. You get the Brian Bell Buster coming up at 650, 750, and 850. And Grand and 60 Seconds. In fact, we'll play in about 12 minutes right here on the Lauren and Wally Morning Show.
The Lauren and Wally Show, 105.7 WROR.
105.7 WROR. The Lauren and Wally Show. This is Grand in 60 Seconds.
All right, we've got Nancy Ferris from Braintree on the line. A fine womp. Braintree, they're the womps.
Oh, are they?
Yes.
Okay, I'm like, what are you saying?
Yes. Hey, Nancy, good morning.
Good morning.
Nancy, what do you do for a living?
I'm an EMT and a training instructor.
Oh, my God.
That's great.
God, they could have used you over in Thailand, Nancy.
Oh, no. I am not qualified for that, but kudos to them. They were fantastic. Yeah,
well, let's see if you're qualified to win $1,000 cash from Century Bank playing a grand in 60 seconds. LBF will ask you 10 questions in 1 minute. If you don't know one, you can say pass, and we'll get back to it if we have time. Get all 10 right within the minute. You win $1,000 from Century Bank and WROR. All right, Nancy?
Okay.
All right, ready to go. Here we go. 3, 2, 1.
Spell quiet.
Q-U-I-E-T.
What's the degree of a triangle?
45.
Gal Gadot plays what movie superhero?
Could you say that again?
Gal Gadot plays what movie superhero?
Pass.
Ulysses S. Grant appears on what denomination of U.S. currency?
20.
What year was the first Jurassic Park movie released?
87.
How long is an eon in geology?
1,000.
What musician received the Nobel Prize for Literature in 2016?
Pass.
What was the original flavor of Twinkie filling?
Vanilla.
What is the name of the scale used to measure the heat of a pepper?
Pass.
What is a baby oyster called?
Yeah.
Gal Gadot plays what movie superhero?
Oh, gosh.
It's hard. You know what? This is hard, and people practice, and it's very difficult.
It's the heat, Nancy. Heat does bad things to your brain.
It does.
I don't even eat hot peppers, so I don't know.
I'm going to tell you this, and it's not going to be super. You got one right.
Did you have to repeat that?
But at least you can spell. You can yes. You can spell quiet. Fine. The degree of a triangle is 180. Gal Gadot plays Wonder Woman. Grant is on a $50 bill. Jurassic Park was released in 1993. An eon in geology is a billion years. Bob Dylan won the Nobel Prize for Literature in 2016. The original flavor of Twinkie filling was banana cream. The scale used to measure the heat of a pepper, Scoville scale, and a baby oyster is called a spat. So if anything, you've learned 9 new things today.
I have. I've learned a lot of new things today.
Well, good job, Nancy. And we, you know what? I think we do have a little something for Nancy, you for playing.
Nancy is busy saving lives.
Yes, she is.
You know? Hey, Nancy, you got a family 4-pack of passes to the Boston Harbor Cruises Godzilla. Ooh. You are going to love it if you're built for speed. No one cruises Boston Harbor like Boston Harbor Cruises because Boston is a city like no other with a harbor to match. See the sights, learn the history, and let Boston Harbor Cruises be your guide. And if you're listening at home, think you have what it takes to play, enter to be a contestant now at WROR.com, and you could win $1,000 thanks to our friends at Century Bank and 105.7 WROR.
The Lauren and Wally Show, 105.7 WROR.
Hey, it's a Friday the 13th. It's an absolutely beautiful day. Mostly sunny. It's going to be nice and dry, high about 78. It's going to be gorgeous. Right now, it's time for your 620 Men from Maine.
Welcome to another thrilling episode of the exciting adventures of Men from Maine. As today's action-packed drama begins, Ephus and Effie are having a couple of cold frosties at $3 Dewey's. While Ephus is in the men's room, Effie loses her balance and falls off a bar stool. Just as that happens, Maine's most revered evangelical minister, the Right Reverend Pastor Josiah Fuzz, walks into $3 Dewey's to lecture on the evils of alcohol. And the Reverend trips over Effie and falls directly on top of her. Just then, Ephus returns from the men's room and spots them on the floor, and we hear,
"Hey, what do you think you're doing to my wife?"
"Oh, no, you don't understand. I'm Pastor Fuzz."
"I don't care how far you are. Get off of my wife."
This is a thrilling episode of the exciting adventures of Men from Maine. Right here on the Lorne and Wally Morning Show.
105.7 WROR. The Lorne and Wally Show, brought to you by Horizon Interiors.
Okay, coming up next, the Build-A-Bear debacle. How one simple promotion turned into coast-to-coast chaos for kids and their parents.
Wow, and it was big, too.
It was big.
Jeez.
The Lorne and Wally Show, 105.7 WROR.
105.7 WROR. It's LBF, it's Hank, it's PJ. And it was crazy yesterday because of the Build-A-Bear debacle. This was this promotion, Pay Your Age. And so, you know, usually Build-A-Bears cost like $20-$25. You get a four-year-old and then you can pay $4 for a Build-A-Bear.
Wow. For a stuffed animal.
All over the country. It was chaos. They had to shut the promotion down because people were waiting in line for hours. Here's a clip of some crazy people waiting in line and getting very angry.
"This is crazy. This is a crazy event.
You better call somebody real fast because we're about to have a problem out here.
Because there's people that have been out here for 7 hours and they want to get in for their babies."
Okay, I have a problem here. I have a problem with a person who would wait 7 hours to get a discount, and a measly discount on a bear. Say you have a 10-year-old kid. Say you have a 4-year-old kid. You're literally saving $16, but you're wasting a full workday, 7 hours. And even if you make $10 an hour, that's $70. You're in the red. You may have a Build-A-Bear in your hand, but you are literally wasting your time and your money.
Besides, if anybody, just so you know, new parents, if anybody gives your child a stuffed animal, they're not your friend.
No, because the thing is that you're constantly picking them up. You're putting them in place. I just don't. What would you do for a discount? I would never stand in line for 7 hours.
I would
hours.
Pay twice as much to my kids not to go to Build-A-Bear.
Like,
how about build a bank? Build a bank, and we can put the money in the bank, and then with all the interest you get, you can buy your books freshman year of college.
Exactly. That sounds like a way better idea. I mean, it was crazy, and I guess they had to stop the promotion.
At 11 o'clock in the morning.
Exactly. And I guess they're going to give $15 coupons to the parents who were waiting in line so that they come back later and get their blessed discount. But the problem is, I have some news for the parents. You are going to throw this Build-A-Bear out in less than a year. Trust me. I mean, I get rid of all of
I have
my
a question
animals.
Is, you're only 3.5 weeks into summer vacation. What are you going to do today?
Yeah, exactly. Anyway, you know, Coming up next, we have a Friday the 13th special report. How to actually have good luck on Friday the 13th.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
105.7 WROR. The Lorne and Wally Morning Show. Hank, LBF, PJ. Beautiful sunny day, but it's also Friday the 13th, which kind of scares me because I am superstitious. You know, walking on the sidewalk, I'll never step on the crack. Step on the crack, break your mother's back. Why risk it? My mother has enough health problems.
What a good son you are.
But I tried. My grandson, Harv,
yeah.
He's 9 months old today, and he was born October 13th, Friday the 13th. So I try and turn it around a little bit because he's brought such good luck. He's a good little boy, and I'm sick of the negativity.
Right, exactly. My father was born on a Friday the 13th, and he's good luck, too. So the thing is about on a day like today when you're fearing life, the thing is that you can turn it around and feel lucky. Like, and making opportunities for luck to happen to you instead of, you know, avoiding things.
Don't be afraid.
Don't be afraid. So there are a couple of things you can do to, like, actually kind of bring luck to you. Be flexible. You know what? Don't be discouraged if you haven't landed your dream job or gotten married by a certain age. If you're flexible, you're open to opportunities. And you know what? When you're open to opportunities, you catch a lucky break. It's true. Take the initiative. Never put chances out there. It's like The Secret. You got to put it out there. Take the initiative. Don't be afraid to fail. That's hard.
Right.
I'm always afraid to fail.
I'm afraid of everything. I mean, you're wearing your helmet today, and I like that about you.
Exactly. Meet more people. That creates more lucky opportunities. It also creates...
Like, just don't hit on one person at the bar. Hit on five.
Yes, exactly.
The odds go up.
And stay positive.
Right.
One of these people could say yes to you. So that is one way on an unlucky day to create more luck. But my suggestion, too, is do not walk under any ladders or have a black cat cross in front of you because why take the chance?
Especially if you're on your way to Fenway.
That's right. Exactly. Speaking of Fenway.
Whoa.
David Price, he didn't fail.
You know what? Good point.
I know.
He was okay. Got off to a rocky start last night. Gave up a two-run home run in the first inning, and the Sox were down 2-0. But they trailed 2-1, and it was Mookie to the rescue. Sox superstar blasted a grand slam in the bottom of the fourth. He added an RBI single later in the game. Red Sox won their 10th straight. They beat the Blue Jays 6-4 last night at Fenway. Price gave up a first-inning two-run homer, pitched pretty well, going 6 2/3, giving up 3 runs. He struck out 8 for his 10th win. That's good. Craig Kimbrell pitched a scoreless 9th for his 29th save. Yankees won, so the Sox still lead 3.5 games now. They go for their 11th straight tonight. Rick Porcello against the Jays. Ryan Berluki. Tomorrow, LBF will be in the stands.
Yeah. I'm kind of bad luck.
They better not lose tomorrow. Rafael Devers on the 10-day DL with a sore shoulder. And Dustin Pedroia says he will not be back this season as he rehabs the knee.
Oh, well.
That's bad news.
I know.
Meanwhile, the Revs host the Galaxy tomorrow. World Cup finishes up this weekend. England plays Belgium for third place tomorrow. The world will watch the final on Sunday. Little Croatia. Country of 4 million.
Little Croatia.
They'll face France. And let's hear it for girl power, will ya?
Yeah.
Serena Williams took a year and a half off from tennis. She's back. She was a 25th seed in the Wimbledon final on Sunday against Angelique Kerber of Germany.
That's amazing. That's awesome.
So good. I'm Hank Morse. That's a look at sports.
The Lorne and Wally Show. 105.7 WROR. Hello. The Brian Bell Buster.
Mornings on the 50s.
The Lorne and Wally Show.
105.7 WROR.
All right, it's Vivian's birthday, and Vivian's so nice. She's throwing a big party for the neighborhood and all her friends.
Yeah,
nice. That's pretty nice, right?
Sweet.
Yeah, well, her husband Adam wanted to mess with her for her birthday instead. So I called as the party company to let her know how setup was going for the big party.
Hello?
Yeah, trying to reach Vivian.
This is her.
Hi, Vivian. Larry Wilson from Nero Bardi Supply and Events here.
Who?
Larry Wilson from Nero Bardi Supply and Events.
Okay, yeah, I was talking to somebody different there, but yeah, hi, Larry.
Yeah, we're setting up the house, getting ready for this party. It's like a big party you're planning here.
Oh, great, okay.
Yeah, we got tables are set up, looking good. We got the Hawaiian Lays, we got the coconut drinking cups, some palm tree stuff, you know, tropical decor. That's all getting set up.
Oh, perfect, okay.
Yeah, we did a couple of problems. We did the volleyball court. We did bring in some sand and set up the beach volleyball that you wanted.
Great, okay, cool.
Yeah, well, it was fresh off the beach, and there was a little bit of seaweed in it. And before we could really rake it out, I don't know if it was the seaweed, the smell. There was a little bit of a smell to it.
No, you really brought in sand from the beach?
You wanted beach volleyball, right?
Yeah, but usually companies just buy sand in bags and put it in your yard. You don't go get it from the beach.
No, no, this is authentic.
It's legal, but it's going to be gross. What do you, you put real sand from the beach in my yard?
Yeah, for the beach volleyball. And the one of the problems, too, is it seems to have attracted some piping plovers, and they are setting up nests. So now we can't even remove it because all the plovers, they're nesting in the sand.
No.
They're protected.
No, wait, hold on. No, you're not supposed to bring in real sand from the beach. Like, this doesn't even sound legal.
Okay, so yeah, so I guess no beach volleyball. And also, we picked up those pool floats that you wanted. You wanted the 25 assorted inflatables for the pool area.
Yeah.
Yeah, our regular supplier was not available, so we couldn't get kind of the regular ones. We did pick up a selection of inflatables from Adam and Eve. They're they're inflatable, you know, dolls. Oh. They look a little surprised. We might want to put some bathing suits on them.
Like, you have dirty, like, blow-up dolls in my pool.
Yeah, we might want to put some bathing suits
on them. No. Get those out of there now. I do not want the neighbors seeing those floating around in my yard and stinky sand.
Okay,
who are you?
I wasn't sure. Larry Wilson.
I wasn't sure
what kind of party it was there.
I was not talking to you when I ordered all of this. This is not what I ordered, and you know it's not, so get it out of there, and I'm not going to pay for this. And I'm going to actually have you do extermination in my yard.
Well, I was just, you know, I'm going off the order sheet here, so we were trying to make it, an in-kind.
Dirty, like, sex dolls to be in my pool. I did not order that. I'd rather have zero things in my pool.
I guess I misinterpreted the inflatable part of that. Anyway, also, we're just about done setting up the cornhole. That's the last thing we're doing here, and that should be all set up pretty soon.
Okay, yeah, that's the least of a beach party. Yeah, okay.
Yeah, the backhoe's just digging up the second hole, and then we need another dump truck full of corn.
Are you digging holes in my yard?
And filling them with corn, yeah.
No, that is not what cornhole is. Like, you don't just make up stuff. You should do a little research. Larry, do you work for the company that I've been talking to?
I thought it was a little weird to be filling these holes with corn, but, you know, what are you going to do? I'm just filling up the order form here.
No, you're not. How is this possible?
Well, you know, your husband Adam thought you were going a little overboard with this party.
Well, this is not overboard. This is nothing that I ordered. And Adam, he knows what I wanted. Why is he not stopping you?
Well, he actually called me, Vivian. Brian Bell from the Lorne and Wally Show.
What?
Yeah, this is a Brian Bell buster, Vivian.
What? The radio guy?
Yeah.
Am I on the radio?
You are.
Oh, my God.
Well, you're so nice to be throwing a party for the whole neighborhood, and, you know, he just wanted to...
Oh, my, I'm going to kill him.
He wanted you to remember that it's your birthday, too, so happy birthday.
Okay, well, thank you.
And thanks for listening to the Lorne O'Wally Show on WROR, Vivian.
Okay, thank you.
You can get him back when it's his birthday, okay?
Yeah, I'm totally getting him back.
Got someone you want us to call? Tell us who at the Lauren and Wally page of WROR.com. The Brian Bellbuster. Mornings on the 50s. 105.7 WROR.
Welcome to the educational segment of the Lauren and Wally Morning Radio Program. This is the stuff you need to know today. So, this one we'll start off with because LBF went out and got a spray tan yesterday. And she says to us in the studio, any of you guys ever get a spray tan? I'm thinking, really seriously.
Men do.
I discovered an amazing thing. It's called sunshine.
Yeah, that's bad for you. It'll kill you. It'll definitely kill
that's
you.
Why you studies use, have that's shown. Why you use sunscreen.
Then you don't get a tan. But that's okay,
yes,
because
do.
I don't have that kind of time, Lauren. I don't have that kind of time.
No, you accomplish several things at one time. You get outdoors. You accomplish, like, things you have to do around the house, like taking care of the lawn and things like that.
Already two things that LBF hates.
Okay.
That's why she goes to a spray tan.
That's exactly it. So anyway, as I was saying.
Is there vitamin D in a spray tan?
LBF? I don't know.
Nope, no vitamin D in a spray tan.
I got a spray tan yesterday because in 2018, you can't go around being the pale girl anymore. You just can't. Like, back in the 90s, the 90s, it was encouraged. That goth thing was my savior. but, like, you know, you just can't sit out in the sun because it's bad for you, and it causes wrinkles, and it causes melanoma, and it causes all that. So you go get a spray tan. The fact is, though, that the spray tan is the most humiliating experience a middle-aged woman can go through.
Do you have to get naked in there?
You can, but I didn't want to do that to that poor woman.
Really?
The worst part is that she says, I'm like, so are you busy today? She's like, you're my first client. I have a bunch of girls going to the prom later. I'm like, oh, my God. I'm so sorry you're starting your day with me.
At least you weren't going after those girls.
Yeah, no kidding. I wanted to take a picture and say, go to the gym and put this up? So anyway, This is the humiliating part about it, is that you have to go and you have to you have to stand there in a ratty pair of underwear, whatever, because you don't want it to get ruined from the spray tan. And then you have to disrobe, okay?
Well, look what it did to your underwear.
And then and then you have to wear a hairnet.
Oh, good.
So you look like...
You look like a lunch lady.
A lunch lady on vacation.
On vacation.
Right, yeah.
And then you have to stand there when I tell you, when you have to stand there and do all these positions.
Really?
You have to hold things up. You have to hold your arms up. You have to do all these, like, you know, it's basically
it's like yoga and getting sprayed at the same time.
It's like yoga and getting...
And groping yourself.
Strip searched at the same time. It's serious. She stands there, this beautiful... Nicole Renee Skincare, by the way, in Canton. This beautiful young woman. She's adorable and so nice. And really, and she stands there with a basically like a... Like a can of paint, like a paint attached to a hose that she will
like spray,
spray at you.
Really?
Yeah, spray
like
gun.
Like a power, you know,
and
Wagner
you
power painter.
And stand there like
so
a
you're standing in front
water
of her
buffalo wearing a thong and a hairnet. And you just, and then she tells you.
Man, this makes a great
and
movie.
And she tells you to turn and turn and turn. And then you're making, like, weird conversation in the middle of it. Like,
you're
so what do you
awkward.
Do? And I'm like, well, you know, that's not letting you join all this stuff. And it's
and
just
you're holding
so,
your arms out your side and over your head and all that
over
kind of stuff.
Your head
and you're holding various
and,
body
and,
parts
yes,
up.
Yes, and you're like, yeah, you have to hold body parts up that used to stand up but don't stand up
I understand,
anymore because
I understand.
That's what happens.
Too much information.
Why don't they just make you stand on
I'm
your head?
I'm not telling anybody anything that I don't know.
Yeah,
so anyway.
If you could stand on your head, it'd be a lot easier, wouldn't it?
Oh.
But anyway, yeah, that's what you have to do. And then the worst part, okay, so this is the worst
Oh, my God,
part.
This is worse?
It's worse because then you leave. You can't shower for 12 hours. You can't sweat, which is fine with
Oof-a.
Me. But you can't, like, put on any, like, undergarments. So, like, you can't go anywhere. You have to immediately, like, I couldn't, like, go to the I was right at the mall. I'm like, I could go to the grocery store, except... You can't wear any undergarments. She's wearing this flowy, flowy top. So you kind of look like Mrs. Roper with
so
the spray
gonna,
tan.
So stuff is going to, like, stick to your spray stand?
Yeah,
is that
yeah
the
and
problem?
It'll mess it okay. up. And you can't, like, even wash your hands. Like, you have to use wipes to wash your hands because it's crazy.
Be careful okay. going in the pool. I only
but
say
they
that
say, yeah.
because my daughter went into a chlorine pool, like a built-in swimming pool, uh-huh. after her spray tan.
Oh, no.
Didn't end up well.
No, you're not supposed to do that. But the thing is that you have to, this is what they say. If you go, don't tone it, tan it, because that makes it look better.
Wow.
So that's
don't
what the life I'm living.
It.
You look great.
My hair is a lot blonder. Another cautionary thing is that all your makeup after you get a spray tan will not necessarily match what you usually look
you're
like.
You're a whole different palette.
I'm a
now,
whole different
you?
Palette. Oh. This is all because it's my 20th wedding anniversary today.
Can
and
you
we're
imagine?
Gonna, we're going to celebrate.
Put a fresh new coat
yep,
of paint on.
Fresh new coat of paint. Thank you very much.
Did they take any of the dents out?
Oh, you know what?
I apologize for that comment.
Yeah.
Okay.
The Lorne and Wally Show, 105.7 WROR.
105.7 WROR. It's the Lorne and Wally Show. It's a Friday the 13th, but the weather,
ooh,
we got lucky.
We did get lucky. It's beautiful.
Beautiful. Sunny. It's going to dry out. High about 78. But now it's time for your 720 Men from Maine.
Welcome to another thrilling episode of the exciting adventures of Men from Maine. As today's action-packed drama begins, Ephus and Effie are feeling a little frisky and looking for a little afternoon delight. However, little Ephus Jr. is home, so they come up with a plan to keep him occupied.
Well, say, little Ephus Jr., your mom and I are going to take a nap, so why don't you take this popsicle and go out on the piazza and keep an eye on the neighborhood and shout out what's going on.
Oh, okay, Pa.
As Ephus Jr. heads out the door with his popsicle, Ephus and Effie head for the boudoir.
Come on, Effie. We're going to have to make this a quickie.
Oh, okay.
Then the reports begin coming in.
There's a cop being towed from the parking lot, Pa. Ambulance just rolled by. Jeb's riding a new bike. Chubby Bowman's on his skateboard. The Koopas are having sex.
A startled Ephus springs into action, and we hear...
Oh, my God. I better find out what's going on. You stay there, just like that, and I'll be right back. Ephus Jr.
Yeah?
How do you know the Koopas are having sex?
Well, because their son Jimmy's on the balcony with a popsicle.
Join us again soon for another thrilling episode of the exciting adventures of Men from Maine.
Hey, yeah.
Right here on the Lorne and Wally Morning Show.
105.7 WROR. The Lorne and Wally Show, brought to you by Horizon Interiors.
Okay, coming up, Ice Cream Confessions by Hank. Ugh. This is a story with a chocolate vanilla twist. Ah. All right.
Oh, God.
The Lorne and Wally Show, 105.7 WROR.
105.7 WROR. It's the Lorne and Wally Show. It is a Friday, Friday the 13th. Mm-hmm. One thing in the world I know, and I'm not that bright, this world is completely obsessed with ice cream. Completely obsessed.
That's not true. You're obsessed with ice cream. You are obsessed with ice cream.
Okay, so maybe I'm obsessed, but, you know, 40% of people have eaten an entire pint of ice cream in one sitting. You've never done that?
You know, I actually have not done that. I've never done that.
What?
I don't really like ice cream the way that you like ice cream. I mean, I like take a bite of Lucy's ice cream. I went on a mango sorbet kick once, but that's like a palate cleanser, not really an ice cream. I've never met anybody who likes ice cream as much as you do.
If you touch me, soft serve oozes out of the side of me.
That's weird.
I did. You know what? I do have an ice cream confession, though.
You do?
I do. One day, like, you know,
ice cream free 3 days, right?
I'm clean from ice cream for 3 days.
Okay. Good
Great
job.
Meal at Davio's last night. Some Robbie and steak. Anyway, what happened was this one particular day, I just needed ice cream all day. It was a Saturday. I was out doing stuff in the yard. So in West Medford Square, there's CB Scoops. So I always go down to CB Scoops. I get a large twist cone with chocolate jimmies.
Okay.
I get that.
So you got started the day with that.
That was about 11:30.
Okay.
Around 2, after I had finished working in the yard, I said, yeah, geez, you know, I got to get something, but I can't go back there. So I went back down to Medford Square, and I went to Colleen's.
To get another ice cream?
To get another ice cream. And so when I go to Colleen's, I always get, it's hard ice cream, chocolate chip with chocolate jimmies on it. Around 4:30 in the afternoon.
Are you serious?
Nobody was home, and they knew I had had the ice cream. I said, So I went down to Alexander's down in South Medford, and they are famous for, like, the mix-ins. So I always get Oreo ice cream with peanut butter cups mixed in. So they chop it all up and put it in.
Oh.
So now I'm really, even mentally, I am like so out of it. I'm like, oh my God, I am a pig. I mean, there's something wrong with me.
There might be.
My stomach was starting to hurt, but it's so good.
So finally, then what happened?
No, my kids eventually, and Pam came home. It must have been 7:30, 8 o'clock. And I'm like, you know what? Just this one day, tomorrow, I got to start fresh tomorrow.
Oh my God.
But then I started to think, I can't go back to these same three places because what if the same people are still working? There hasn't been a shift change.
Oh, my God.
Because when a fat guy comes in a second time in a day, you know, they could call somebody.
Yeah.
So what I did was, about 4 miles from my house in Woburn is Nana Betts, which has spectacular soft serve. It's hard. It's thick. It's dense. It's so good. So they make like a blizzard.
Oh, my God.
So I went to Nana Betts. I got a chocolate blizzard. With Reese's Pieces mixed into it.
Oh, my God.
And I did have to change my shirt one time in between because I had spilled it on there. And my wife and kids, they get thoroughly annoyed with me because I'm...
Did they know? Did you tell them?
No.
How did you feel?
Why would I tell? Oh, my God. That was the day I discovered I was lactose intolerant.
Oh, my God.
I'm 3 days clean, though.
Oh, good. Good for you. Hey, coming up next, we thought some celebrity was pregnant yesterday. And she's not. And that's embarrassing. And we'll discuss who it is next.
The Lorne and Wally Show. 105.7 WROR.
Okay, 105.7 WROR. It's LBF. It's Hank. It's PJ. And it's Dirty Laundry. 745 Dirty Laundry Report. It's brought to you by Citizens Bank. We got Emmy News. Mark Wahlberg betting against the Patriots. Oh, my God.
Oh, what?
And Gene Simmons is a hard ass. But first up... Hey, Amy Schumer is not pregnant. Yesterday she posted on her Instagram that she was cooking up something up and she tagged a friend. But she's married to Chef Chris Fisher. They got married very quickly.
On the vineyard, right?
Yeah. Well, they didn't get married in the vineyard, but he's from the vineyard.
They live there, yeah.
And so she posted this thing. And so she put cooking up and, like, you know, and then she kind of like, well, Amy Schumer's just a regular looking person. So if she has like a sandwich, her stomach like. Yes, a little bit.
In the oven, people
She's regular. A regular-looking girl. And everybody's like, Amy Schumer's pregnant. Even I post WROR. You can see all the stories about it. It was a big speculation yesterday. Well, she's not. And this is what she had to say about it. By the way, she posted this on Instagram. And she's, like, drinking a cocktail while she's saying it, which is, like, on point.
I am not pregnant. My friend said that it looked like I was, like, pointing to a bump or something, but I'm not. Lisa Evans and I have created a clothing line. For all sizes and shapes and at a chill price point. That's what I was trying to allude to, but thank you for thinking of my womb.
No problem, Amy. No problem. Good luck to you. Hey, all right, the Emmys, they were announced yesterday. Got a couple of little highlights for you. Game of Thrones leads the way with 22 nominations. Let's see. SNL and Westworld also did well. Netflix ended HBO's 17-year run as the most nominated network.
Wow.
NBC will air the Emmys on live on September 17th. Handmaid's Tale got 20 nominations.
I'm obsessed with this
show. I can't watch it this year because I'm too stressed out. I started to watch it and I was like, there's not enough wine in the world to get me through. I'm saving it for my convalescence again. The biggest winner, though, is with this Netflix thing, which is so interesting to me. It ended HBO's 17-year run as the most nominated network, scoring 112 nominations. HBO had 108. The really interesting thing is that just 5 years ago, Netflix started streaming platform TV to get Emmys and things like that. Now they're just...
Monster
in 5 years.
Wow.
I didn't buy stock in it. Like I even knew what to do with stock anyway. All right, Mark Wahlberg betting against the Patriots.
You know, this is disturbing because remember he left the Patriots Super Bowl early a couple of years ago.
I know. So he was, according to my spies, he was spotted at an Atlantic City casino dropping big money on the Patriots to win next year's Super Bowl. But then he also put a few bucks on the Eagles.
Oh, he's trying to have it both ways.
Right, exactly. But I guess the reason is he has a soft spot for the Eagles after starring in the movie Invincible, where he played that special teams player, Vince Papalia. Is that how you pronounce it?
I don't know.
I don't speak sports. All right. And then finally, Gene Simmons. He's got some rules and regs on his tour, on the Kiss tour. They hit the road in January for what might be their farewell tour. And Gene Simmons is fine with former members joining them on stage with one exception. They cannot wear the makeup. He says, quote, "You cannot put on the makeup. You've been out of the band for 20 years. It's not going to happen."
You look like one of those old sad clowns. You know what I mean? Coming back.
I don't know. He's open to having every living former member on stage for Kiss's final show, whatever that is. But no plans yet.
Wow, so that's about the best news you can hear from Gene Simmons, that
guy. Exactly.
He's like he's not in jail. Some of the stuff he's got going on.
I know.
The Lauren and Wally Show. 105.7 WROR.
105.7 WROR. The Lauren and Wally Show. This is Grand in 60 Seconds.
LBF, wouldn't you love to give away $1,000 from Century Bank on Friday the 13th?
I would. I'm doing my best. I'm becoming more generous in spirit.
All right, we got Ryan Kearney from Woburn on the line. Hey, Ryan, how's it going, bro?
How we doing?
Hey, what do you do, Ryan?
I work at Drains by James.
Oh, nice.
I drink enough.
Could you use $1,000?
I hope so.
All right, let's play a grand in 60 seconds. Here's how it works. LBF will ask you 10 questions in 1 minute. If you don't know one, you can say pass, and we'll go back to it if we have time. Get all 10 right within the minute. You win $1,000 from Century Bank. It's that easy. Are you ready to go?
All right. Yep.
Here we go. Okay. 3, 2, 1, go.
On what date is Christmas primarily observed?
24th.
What?
December 24th.
Say it again.
December 25th.
What's 2 to the 5th power equal?
Yeah.
What does the B stand for in MBTA?
Fuck.
Who was the first host of Family Feud?
Pass.
Helminthology is the study of what?
Pass.
How many pints are in a quart?
2.
Fred Noonan was whose in-flight navigator when her plane disappeared in 1937?
Pass.
Who directed the movie Platoon?
Pass.
Who wrote Wuthering Heights?
Pass.
What does Volkswagen translate into English?
Hey, you know what I like about you, Ryan? You're an ice cream guy, just like I am. You know there are 2 pints in a quart. I like that.
Exactly. All right, Ryan. That was a strong effort, but it was okay.
Can you please clarify Christmas for him, LBF?
Yes. Did he say 25th? Christmas is December 25th. And what's 2 to the 5th power equal? 32. The B in MBTA stands for Bay.
Although that was a very good guess, bus.
Yes. The first host of Family Feud was Richard Dawson. Helminthology is the study of worms.
I thought it was a study of mayonnaise
myself. I know, exactly. You did get the pint question correct. You actually did get December 25th correct. Fred Noonan was Amelia Earhart's in-flight navigator when her plane disappeared. Oliver Stone directed the movie Platoon. Emily Bronte wrote Wuthering Heights. And Volkswagen translates into English as people's car.
Ryan, you're not going home empty-handed. A family four-pack of passes to Boston Harbor Cruises Godzilla. It is awesome, fast and furious. No one cruises Boston Harbor like Boston Harbor Cruises because Boston is a city like no other with a harbor to match. You can see the sights, learn the history, and let Boston Harbor Cruises be your guide. Hey, you're listening at home on your way to work? Think you have what it takes? Enter to be a contestant now to play Grand in 60 Seconds at WROR.com, and you could win $1,000 thanks to our good friends from Century Bank and 105.7 WROR. Have a great summer, Ryan.
Good job, Ryan.
Merry Christmas. Christmas. It's only 164 days away in case you're counting.
Oh, my God.
Yep.
Oh, my gosh. All right. Coming up next. You know what? This is an amazing story. You won't believe what Hank saw in a baby carriage the other day.
I couldn't believe it.
He was shocked. I mean, it was crazy.
All right. We're going to tell you about it coming up next.
The Lauren and Wally Show. 105.7 WROR.
105.7 WROR. It's LBF. It's Hank. It's PJ. Good morning. It's the Lauren and Wally Morning Show. Hank, what happened to you at the mall the other day?
Well, I was going to the TJ Maxx or the Wilbur Mall because I needed to buy new socks for my Crocs.
Okay.
Because that's how I like to wear them. And so I was on my way in, and I held the door for a couple of ladies.
Yeah.
They went ahead of me. And I looked, and about 100 feet away, there was a woman, I would say, in her middle 20s, and she was pushing a baby carriage. So since I have my grandson, Harvey, who's 9 months old today, you know, my daughter, Abby, 22 years old, young lady with a baby.
Yeah, like, you want to help.
I'm going to wait.
Yeah.
So I held, and she couldn't see. She was a little around the corner, so she came around the corner. She didn't know I was standing there waiting, but I was when she got there. And, hello, and she goes, oh, thank you, kind of a quiet thank you. And I looked, and the baby carriage was kind of like this leopard print. And I'm thinking,
cool.
Yeah, it's kind of hip, kind of trendy.
Yeah.
And so, you know, I'm so into babies now, I wanted to take a peek and say, oh, cute little baby. And so they go through the door, and we're walking toward TJ Maxx, and I sneak up because I want to look at the baby. And then if I'll always say, oh, my God, what a beautiful baby.
Yeah.
I look in, Chihuahua. There's a dog in the baby carriage.
That baby's a real
there
dog.
There's a dog in the baby carriage. Wouldn't that be awful? Oh, cute kid. Ooh. So now I'm a little stunned. And the two other women I held the door for, they kind of look at each other behind her back like, yeah, this is kind of odd. Like, I know that people like to ride, drive their car. They get the dog hanging off their arm out the window.
I always get really nervous about that. That's, yeah, like, worse than, I mean, dog-free driving should be a thing.
People, you know, they walk their dog. They sit on the porch. They feed their dog human food. But now we both, so I'm still a little stunned. Now we both go into TJ Maxx. So I go into TJ Maxx looking for my socks. I have no idea what she was shopping for, but she was out for an afternoon shopping.
With her dog.
With her dog.
In a doggy carriage.
In the doggy carriage.
See.
Which listen. I just thought was a little too much.
It's a little, it's becoming a thing where animals are constantly in places where animals should not be. Like stores and restaurants and planes. And I just, and I understand that people love their pets, and I have had pets that I've loved. I mean, I cried when I went on vacation when I had to leave my poor dead Norman at home.
Poor dead Norman.
And so, he was alive at that point. But, you know, the thing
plus,
is that
there are kids, they could stick their fingers in, get
exactly,
them bitten.
Exactly. You don't know. You don't know who's allergic. You don't know who's afraid. You don't want, and like this whole, it's like in that movie Boss Baby where the companies want to replace babies with puppies, and you're like, and this is happening in real life right now, which is kind of crazy. And I don't want to offend anybody with a dog, and I know you call them your fur babies, but it's there's a big difference between a dog baby and a baby baby.
I was afraid she was going to try and nurse the thing, and that's would have been right over the top.
You're so insane, but it is insane. And you know what's even crazier? I think
you did some research.
Yes, I did some research on these doggy carriages. $419 to cart your little chihuahua around TJ Maxx.
That's crazy.
That's crazy.
That's crazy. I got mine on Craigslist for $6 for my grandson.
Nice job.
I mean, I sprayed it with Lysol and everything.
Oh, my gosh.
The Lauren and Wally Show, 105.7 WROR.